The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're almost to the weekend. I can't believe it's Thursday. Let's do this. It's the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, if you want to get in. 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will respond most of the time. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. So it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's going on with you?
About the same.
Uh-oh.
Lots of sports and stuff.
That was a big
Well,
you know. You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm great. Why?
I don't know. You didn't sound like you were as excited to be here as I am.
Oh, no. I'm extremely excited to be here.
Okay.
I've done all my derby work, which is, you know, it's very exciting for me to be sitting here at 4 o'clock on a Thursday and have everything done. And now I can just kind of relax, do the show the next couple days. And yeah, I got some hits I've got to do, like radio hits and stuff, but those are easy. Did that count? Was that an actual burp?
It was. It wasn't very loud, but
pretty lame. 402, so.
Quick.
That is quick. That's right off the bat. One of these days, you're going to have to do the open when you do that so that you can break the record.
If I've got a good one.
Yeah. So just for everybody for the people who are interested, if you go to Sports Map, you've got my look at every single horse in the field, which was a lot of work. There's a new video up that I just put up that has the two horses I like the best. Tomorrow morning before 7, my free plays will hit on the site for both the Oaks and the Derby. And my premium plays are on pregame.com. Everything's done. Everything's up and running. The only thing that'll happen is if there's another scratch, I'll have to change things. But, I'm ready. I'm ready to rock and roll. It's a new day, and I won't be pushed around.
It's already Thursday. I love it.
Yeah. So, That's where things stand with me. That's why I'm in a good mood today.
Good.
Because I stayed up pretty late last night getting everything done, but it's usually Friday morning is a nightmare, and I'm actually like, hey, this is going to be kind of cool. It's not going to be a nightmare. It's just going to be a morning. What, did you get a chance to watch any sport last night?
What sport did I watch? I don't think I watched any sport last night. I did watch a little bit of the Blazers game. And then once I felt like it was safely tucked away, I was like, done sportsing for the night.
Yeah, I watched a few minutes of that. Just didn't grab me. Watched some Astros, and kind of nice having a day Astros game today. Wish they'd shown up, but, watched a little of the hockey. Found myself rooting for the Dallas Stars of all things.
You told me you were going to.
Yeah. So, that was kind of fun, but other than that, man, just getting ready for a race weekend and, keep getting asked a lot about the poker stuff, man. I don't have any more info than what we had yesterday. So I'm probably had 100 tweets over the last day and a half. And it's all the same answer. It's like we talked about it yesterday at 4. And so just to kind of, you know, get that out of the way now, I don't really know any more than I did yesterday. The did you see Shaq and Charles Barkley getting into it?
Yeah, the other night, or did it happen again last night?
Well, I think there was more last night, but it's probably just a carryover from what happened before.
Yeah.
So, basically, Shaq's still mad.
Shaq doesn't like taking. He doesn't like the ball busting.
That's kind of weird because he always, at least when he was a player, he's always a fun-loving dude.
Yeah, but, I mean, no one was making fun of him.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think he likes to be the butt of the joke.
Oh, well, I have nothing in common with him then.
Well.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I guess you also saw that Monday Night Football is just going to go with the two people. And
yeah.
Pat McAfee went off on him. I don't know if you saw that.
Dude, I got to be honest. I don't think it's a good idea what they're doing. Booger McFarland was not a popular piece of that broadcast.
I think people didn't realize how bad he was because there was Witten there. And Witten was so bad that...
Well, and I mean, Booger was bad in just small doses.
Yeah.
What's going to happen when he's like the number two guy?
I think it would have been kind of cool if they'd hired Pat McAfee. That's a guy who's sort of...
I think he would be good, too.
He'd be funny.
But
he knows his stuff, too.
He does know his stuff, but I also think that... God, this might be wrong. This is me just guessing. I feel like maybe punters and kickers don't have the same understanding of the full game.
I think that's fair.
That players who play on offense and defense do.
I think that's very fair.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean you can't be a good analyst.
It's true.
Because just because you played defense doesn't mean you know what you're talking about, or just because you played tight end for the Cowboys doesn't mean you know what you're talking about.
You're right. But I just feel like what you're looking for in an analyst is someone who has a really in-depth understanding of the game. And it could, you know, and that's why we see a lot of coaches and former players doing that job, because there aren't many who really understand it from it, on that level, like the people who have done it professionally or have coached it professionally.
Yeah, well, that's why I always think coaches tend to make the best analysts.
I do too,
more so than former players.
But I think a punter that would be tough.
He's got a good personality.
He does have a good personality.
I don't think he's ever going to get an opportunity after his Twitter rant, though.
He'll survive.
Yeah, he says my entire life the yuppies of the world haven't really understood or liked me. That's completely fine because my mom had me disliking those folks since I was a kid as well. I very much knew that when I launched the McAfee for Monday Night Football campaign, I was putting myself out there for possible devastating disappointment. I don't know if I'd be devastated.
Devastating?
That's a little hard. So, yeah, he's not happy about it. I think he'd have been okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, I want to be a little non-sportsy today because I feel like we were pretty sportsy yesterday.
Okay.
So I've got a bunch of stuff. I'm kind of curious. I've got some contract stuff too, because USA Today did the richest contracts in sports history and ranked them. I think that'd be kind of fun to go and see who was worth the money and who wasn't.
All right.
And I also I have one more little Kentucky Derby thing that has nothing to do with the race.
What's that?
Apparently, the Kentucky Derby.
All I care about is the race.
Really?
No.
Is responsible for the bourbon boom.
The Kentucky Derby's responsible?
The Kentucky Derby specifically.
Stop it.
The chief operating officer for Maker's Mark said the defining culture of Kentucky, which we have always cherished, is that combination of bourbon and thoroughbred racing and music and the food. Well, okay, throw the music and the food in there. And how it all comes together in this moment became a magnet for people that can go anywhere and be anywhere or choose to celebrate with us here in Kentucky. And basically, their numbers have gone way up since they started sponsoring the Derby.
Mm.
It says, in 1999, there were less than 20 distilleries in Kentucky, producing about 455,000 barrels of bourbon. Now there are 68 that filled 1.7 million barrels last year.
And it's all due to the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
Not that people like to get drunk.
Well, people like to get drunk, but they have plenty of choices getting drunk. You can go vodka. You can go scotch. You can go rye.
Yeah, but don't you feel like America's always been a whiskey country?
Yeah. Well, so I've always been a whiskey guy, so it wasn't because of the Derby that I started drinking whiskey, but... Apparently, the bourbon boom, they've been trying to figure out a way how to make it cool, like in New York and L.A. and places like that, and that's where they're really selling it now. And they think it's because the Derby helped.
I think that's garbage.
Yeah. It does appear to... The one thing about it does kind of appeal to sort of the yesteryear. I mean, the Derby's kind of a throwback thing.
Yeah.
And to a time when people actually cared about horse racing. But it is a party. It's not so much about the event. And I can see where people, you know, using, you know, I mean, that's always what the first two things I think about when I think about Kentucky, well, three things, are bourbon, horses, and basketball.
Okay. I mean, that's probably pretty fair.
Not fried chicken?
But I don't think that, I mean, that's like, so that's like saying we should also attribute the popularity of bourbon to Kentucky basketball. That wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, I think it's a little different because you're talking about one of the largest parties in the world, and that has a reach. And what's the first thing you're supposed to drink when you're there? That stupid mint julep. And I think they've changed it to...
I'll be honest, if I were bourbon, I would try to disassociate myself with that damn...
So would I. That is the worst piece of... I mean, that stuff is so bad. So bad. John wants to know, am I crazy for thinking Daniel Jacobs can upset Canelo this weekend?
No. But you're crazy if you think that judges will allow it.
Going to have to knock him out, isn't he? Yeah. I could see it. I mean, he's a good fighter, but you're right. He'd have to... Well, we've already seen how badly you have to outpoint Canelo to beat him. Because... Yeah, that's just that's the cash cow, man.
Yep.
Cornell wants to know, what was the worst statement by Paul Pierce? The Bucks series was over after game one, or when he said he was better than Dwayne Wade?
I mean, I think that there's an argument to be made that Paul Pierce was as good or better than Dwayne Wade. I don't believe it, but I don't think it's like,
I don't think it's insane.
I don't think it's insane either. It's not like he said he was better than LeBron or better than Kobe. I mean, they're both going to be Hall of Famers. They're both in that category of guys who are, I mean, were at one point in the NBA's, you know, top 10 players, never in the top two or three. I think that's about right.
Yeah.
I don't think that's egregious.
No,
I think saying that the Bucks series was over, that may have been a little early.
Yeah, that may have been a tad bit premature, as it were.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I am going to tell you about my favorite lawyer. And right now, AJ's favorite lawyer as well.
Oh, yes.
Since he got his case dismissed. Lawyer Dave, who's probably busy right now helping out blitzers, because that's what he does. And if you've been in any kind of accident, 18-wheeler, car, industrial, slip and fall, workplace, whatever, then... Lawyer Dave is your man. He takes care of blitzers. If you've had bad drugs, doctor, or hospital negligence, he practices everywhere in Texas. Best part is, doesn't charge for consultations. So if you got a question, just call him and ask him. If he can't help you, he'll put you with a lawyer who can. And if you don't have a case, he'll tell you right away. But if you do, and maybe you need some medical attention, well, guess what? They're going to take care of that for you. You don't have to worry about paying for that. He doesn't get paid a dime until you win. And based here in Houston, but practices all over Texas, so... all my friends over in the Golden Triangle, if you need a lawyer, this is your guy. Give him a call, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Or you can hit him up at Lawyer Dave Law or lawyerdave.com. And if you're on Twitter and you need to know any of that information, you can always tweet me and I'll put you in touch. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
You're listening to The Blitz, The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Come join us tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 7 at the Cypress Trail Hideout. Be out there. We'll be doing The Blitz 4 to 7. And after that, I'll be heading over to Sam Houston Race Park. Jeremy asked, hypothetically, if the Rockets were to be swept this series, what changes, if any, should and would be made? I don't think getting swept is going to be much different than losing in five.
I don't either.
They'll retool the roster. I have no idea what they'll be able to do because they've got cap issues and they don't have a lot of good assets to trade.
So. No, and, you know, there's a lot of people who are saying maybe next year is the that's what's funny. People are already saying maybe next year is the year. I got to be honest. I think every year that Chris Paul is a day older, your chances are going down. I don't care if Kevin Durant's in Golden State or not. Golden State has already shown they can win a championship without Kevin Durant. They don't need him to win a championship. They're better than everybody without him. This Chris Paul contract, what's it got, 3 more years on it?
Yeah.
That's a long time because I don't think Chris Paul has 3 more years of being a quality NBA player.
I think if you manage his minutes realistically, next year is the last year he's still going to be able to play at a high enough level to get what you need. And that may be stretching it.
This is, think about 2005, which is when he was drafted. You know, that's, you're talking about 15 years ago. He'll be done playing in 2021 or 2022. The other guys that were in that draft class, most of them are already out of the league. Andrew Bogut's still hanging around. He's a bit player.
Right.
Deron Williams is gone. Or is he done?
I think so.
Or is he playing in Turkey?
He's probably playing overseas somewhere.
I mean,
he was a really good player for
Yeah. Who else is big? I mean, Andrew Bynum's long gone. Danny Granger's long gone. I mean, David Lee is long gone. These are the good players drafted in that draft. They're already gone, and you've got 3 more years of this guy where you're paying him a good chunk of money. I don't know. I'd have to get into more depth here. But I think there may be 2 or 3 guys from this draft class that are still playing in the league. Marvin Williams is still playing in the league. I don't think he plays much for Charlotte, but I'm pretty sure he's still in the league. But, you're talking about as far as effectiveness, I don't know how much more you've got out of Chris Paul. And, you know, every year it's just going to be worse and worse. I think you're in bad shape. I think this may be your best chance.
I think it won't go past next year, though.
No.
Like I said, I think that will be it. And you need him to be 100% in the playoffs is what you need. And I think he still probably has enough left in the tank. I don't think he's an elite guard anymore. I think he's pretty good. And I think pretty good can win it for you, but hasn't worked out yet.
Well, you need Clint Capella to be way better.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you need a lot of things to go your way. Yeah, Marvin Williams he played 75. I mean, he started 75 games this year, so he's still kicking. He was never a great player to begin with, but you know what he's always been, at least for the most part, healthy. Can't say that about Chris Paul. This is a dude who's battled injuries his whole career. I mean, his body is not built for a damn near 20-year NBA career, and that's what you're hoping you get out of him. It's not a good thing.
Well, it's that limits what they can do, basically. So we'll see, but I think let's let them get knocked out at first before we start worrying about what we do next. But I don't think there's that much they can do. I think they have to add guys like they did this season. So WB says, who knows, maybe Paul will do the Rockets a solid and not exercise the player option.
Yeah.
$21, $22, $44 million.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's
they're going to be begging someone to take his contract.
Yeah, I think this is it. This year or next year is their window. I can't see them. And then plus at some point, Harden's going to start slowing down too.
Yeah, I think he's got more time. I mean, he's still got at least till the end of this contract, I think, before he's really a liability. But I think you might already be there.
Yeah.
With Chris Paul. I mean, is he still, he's still the second best player on the team.
Right.
So that says something, but I don't know if he's good enough to be a number two, I mean, really, especially with James as the number one on a championship team.
Deron Williams last played with Cleveland in 2017.
Where is he? But is he playing overseas?
Doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It just says former NBA player. But
poor Darren Williams. Miss you, bro.
Yeah, that's not a name that I've thought of recently for any reason. But yeah, that was a that he's been that's a long, long time to be in the league, man. And I don't know how many point guards have been able to play that long. John Stockton played forever.
Yeah.
But I don't know too many, just off the top of my head, that remained effective players for a long time.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really, bigs, it's a little bit easier because the speed isn't really a huge part of their game anyway. So a big hulking, 7-footer can hang around longer. But, dude, these guys, Chris Paul's a guy whose whole career is built on him being quick.
Yeah, and being able to distribute the ball, which he can still do. Still a very good passer. He gets the ball to guys in the right spots. He does it quickly. He's still able to do that, but he's certainly not as quick as he used to be. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Man, I keep seeing all these things pop up. Now that Omaha Beach is scratched out of the Derby, what do you do? I already had my horse before then. I wanted him to run because I was going to bet against him. And now my horse is going to be the favorite.
Yeah.
Which is not fun. But I don't think it changes much of anything when I went back and looked at it again. So Ashok says, only scrubs left over from the 2005 draft. Gerald Green, Amir Johnson, Ian Mahinmi, Jarrett Jack, Channing Frye.
Is Channing Frye still playing?
I guess so.
He's on Cleveland this year. I don't know. I don't know if he's retired.
I don't remember seeing him play, but I didn't watch a lot of Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, he announced that it would be that he's retiring, okay. So he's done.
I think Darren Williams owns an MMA gym in Dallas.
Oh, that's true. He does. He owns Fortis MMA. That's true.
But on his Twitter picture, it's a picture of him on a golf course. So I don't think he's playing basketball
he's
anymore.
He's for sure retired. For sure.
Wow. Well, that's the... That's interesting. Sometimes it's fun to go back and look at draft classes like that and say, I wonder where those guys are now.
But it just goes to show that, time is... When you're down to four or five guys from that draft class, you know that you're almost out of time.
Yeah, yeah. I can't see any way that he remains an effective player for the rest of that contract.
No.
So.
And, there's guys who... And, hell, there's guys in the league... Have been in the league longer than him. I mean, Dwight Howard's still in the league. He was drafted the year before Chris Paul. But again, he's a big man, first of all. But he's also not nearly as effective as he once was. He's Andre Iguodala in this series, drafted in 2004. He's a nice piece to that team. But he's not a guy who, if he's the second best player on your team, you're not winning a championship.
Yeah, Cornell threw some other guys. Lou Williams was in that class.
Okay.
He's still playing at a pretty good level. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. And I'm still getting like 100 texts asking us to comment on the poker thing. I'll just send you back to 4 o'clock yesterday on the podcast when we addressed it. I think though we're in a spot now where the legality of it's going to be challenged, and we'll find out what happens.
Yep.
And hopefully it'll hold up because, but one thing, and this is the only thing I'm going to say, and it's not directly related to it, but when politicians come out and say, oh, this creates organized crime, I hate that. For one thing, what does that even mean? You're implying that the mafia is involved, right? When you say organized
crime. That's kind of what you're implying. That's
what you're trying to imply. Let me tell you what organized crime gets involved with. Because it's crime. Stuff that's illegal. So let's make it illegal. Put the rooms back underground. And guess who's going to be running them?
Crime.
Exactly. Those are the guys who want these rooms shut down.
Yeah.
They want to go back to raking a ridiculous amount of money off of people in the underground rooms. So, you know, we'll see how it all plays out, but that's...
I'm sure there's lobby dollars coming in from Louisiana and Oklahoma and...
God knows where else. And
honestly, I know where else. Oh. Toyota Center.
Probably. But...
People who don't like legal gambling of any kind here.
But that's okay. They like illegal gambling.
Well, yeah.
So, because that's what we'll get back to, is it'll just be... The things aren't going to go away. They're just going to be underground again. And no taxes. You won't get any taxes out of it. City won't make any money out of it. That's what would happen.
So a lot of people sending me lists from that 2005 draft who's still active. Raymond Felton's on that list. He's barely active. I mean, he didn't start a single game this year. He's down to like 10 minutes a game guy. Gerald Green, we all know. C.J. Miles. Lou Williams was in that draft class, but he's also straight out of high school. So he's got a little less wear on his body than some of these other guys. Marvin Williams was just a freshman when he came out. Bogut and Gortat. So, I don't know. I don't know when you read that list of guys, do you expect any of those guys to be playing good basketball in 2 years?
No.
Much less three?
No.
I sure don't.
What about Vince Carter's class? He's coming back.
Vince Carter will always be good. Vince, that's such a freak. I mean, if you had asked me one of the most, like, name a guy who's unlikely to continue to have a successful career well into his 40s, Vince Carter would have been that guy. And Vince Carter hasn't been a starter, regular starter, since... 2011.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But he's still a decent contributor. He's still a guy who gives you some energy. He tries to play defense. I mean, that's a dude who puts in work. I got a lot of respect for Vince Carter. Also, Vince Carter, not the second best player on his team. So
right.
No, if he suddenly is no good, no big loss. You're okay, but. Yeah, that's unbelievable. That dude's going to play in 4 decades. So, good for him.
713-780-ESPN. Somebody asks, does this change my view on Kim Ogg? Not really. I don't agree with them doing this. But I also think something good could come out of it, because if they go after him in the court side with the poker rooms, guess what? Then we don't have to... This was always going to have to happen, I think. At some point, there was always going to be a challenge to this. And we've talked about it before. And, you know, the fact that it's gone on as long as it has is, you know, but if their big investigation was just to go and, I was reading the Chronicle story and their whole thing was they went in and they bought poker chips and they were able to, yeah. Nobody, all of these guys went out and tried to figure out what was legal and what wasn't before they did the clubs. So it was always going to get challenged at some point. We'll see what happens. 713-780-ESPN. Justin's tweet. You think maybe if Art told Sylvester Turner to legalize gambling, he could afford to pay his firefighters. Yeah, that's pretty much lumping everybody into exactly how I feel right now.
Yeah.
You know, but again, I guess you don't want the tax dollars from that. I mean, I assume that everybody's paying their taxes.
I would assume, too. And I would also assume that there was no real money laundering going on, which there, I mean, you know what? I can't say that. There may be, but I also think that sometimes that you just have to have a charge that you can throw on these guys. And what this has done, it's almost, I don't want to say it's, well, I'll just say it. It's almost like when you accuse a guy of rape, when the FBI kicks in the door and takes all the computers and they say that they were money laundering, by the time they figure out, oh, there was no money laundering going on, the damage is done.
Yeah.
And which is unfortunate, but.
Well, and if they're just trying to use that as a tool to get at these guys, that's pretty chicken bleep, if you ask me.
I think so, too.
And listen, I have a dog in this hunt. I want it legal, and these guys have been great business partners with us for a while. And, if there was something going on wrong, then okay. But if it's really them just trying to find a way to close poker rooms.
Lame.
That's shame. Shame bell for them. But, again, until this thing plays out, there's really not much else we can say about it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Squeeze in Jesse real quick. What's up, Jesse?
Jesse the Body.
Hello?
Hey, sports.
Hey, how you doing, man? Y'all doing all right today, Fred and AJ?
We're doing all right, man. What's up?
Man, we love to see you guys every morning, man. I just want to ask y'all guys a question.
You don't listen to us every morning.
Well, not every morning, but you know.
Oh,
I got a question for you guys.
Ask it away.
Okay, relating to Vince Carter topic, what is your intake about him being the most athletic basketball player in the NBA or to ever play the game? With his longevity of the career and the type of dunks that he's done, the way he takes care of his body, and he still can 360 at the age that he's at.
Yeah, he's in that conversation for sure. I tend to think, I mean, LeBron James to me is, when I think of the most freakishly athletic guys.
Yeah.
LeBron James is the first one that comes to mind. I'll give you a couple other names. I think Vince Carter's in that conversation. I think LeBron's in that conversation. I think Jordan's probably in that conversation too. I'll tell you another one. Sean Kemp. When Sean Kemp was coming up, that dude, and you know what, we're about to see another guy who's got some similarities to him in Zion Williamson. Guys that size, being able to move the way they do, Sean Kemp was that. He was a guy that had, I mean, if you saw his, you thought he had no business being able to do what he did. He's just a freak. Dominique is up in that conversation,
that's a guy I was going to throw in there, and it's hard to look at how he looked later in life and say, wow, that guy was one of the greatest athletes to ever play the game. But he was.
And I never saw Dr. J, but he's in that discussion as well.
I mean, he's probably one you would have that you would throw in there. But I think that's pretty much the list. Is Dominique Wilkins still alive or did he die?
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh, okay. 59 years old. Now, last time I saw him, it looked like he was about to die.
Yeah, he didn't look great, but he's still hanging.
He was fun to watch, but
I'll put my vote on Vince Carter as the greatest dunker of all time. I mean, that dude was just so explosive. To me, he's number one, and there'll be people who argue for Jordan or. A lot of people will argue for Dominique, but to me, it's Vince Carter. He's not as good of a player as some of those other guys that we mentioned, but that dude is just as far as a guy who could throw it down. He's number one to me.
Dr. J was pretty good at dunks too.
Yeah.
Rodney says Wilt is by far the most athletic.
He's in that conversation too. I should.
Yeah. I just it's so hard because I never actually saw him play.
But a guy at that size, I mean, he's a freakish volleyball player. He had like a over a 4 foot vertical. He's a very unique athlete for sure.
Certainly about as dominant as anyone.
Oh has yeah, ever been. When they had to change up all the rules and
yeah,
I mean it all he. The truth of it is, he was playing against a bunch of slow white guys early on in his career, and they were there was nothing they could do. Like, slow white guy was not slowing down Wilt Chamberlain.
All right. I had a transition there and I lost it, so never mind. But let's talk a little travel because we all like to travel during the year. And have you been booking your hotel rooms? Well, I've got the place for you, besthotelrates.com. The name says it all. BestHotelRates.com. You don't even have to think about it. They've negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and they've extended these discounts to you. All you have to do is go to BestHotelRates.com, plug in your destination, dates of travel. You're looking at a discounted rate for many of the hotels that you could pay more for somewhere else. Save your money. Book your hotels through BestHotelRates.com. Top-notch customer service backs up your reservation. Your stay is safe and secure. BestHotelRates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's all in the name. BestHotelRates.com. It's killing me though, because I don't believe in the things that I do. And now my
favorite color is blue. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I think I need help. I'm drowning. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. ESPN 97.5 will be out at Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie Barbecue, tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. They're also having their one-year anniversary party Saturday, featuring crawfish and live country music. And on Sunday, Cinco de Mayo, head out there to compete in a queso cook-off. That sounds awesome. Margarita and Mexican beer specials all day. So head out to Cypress Trail Hideout with us this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, we'll just
be there
tomorrow. You and I will be there tomorrow.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I think, as far as I'm concerned. And then I'll be out at Sam Houston after that from 8 to 10 tomorrow night. Put all my derby bets in while I'm there. Kind of my plan.
My kids play their tournament games are usually Saturday and Sunday. They're playing their Saturday games tomorrow night. So just head straight from there and get on the ball field.
All right.
That means I've got a Saturday to myself.
That's nice. What's the weather supposed to be like?
I think there's like 80% chance of rain tomorrow.
Oh.
So.
That's a lot.
You know, it depends on how you look at it, Fred.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. AJ says the Wilt balling out on slow white guys thing isn't totally accurate. Walt Bellamy, Zelmo Beatty, Kareem, Bob Lanier, Gus Johnson, and Willis Reed would all like a word. The slow white guy thing kind of hurts his legacy. Not many 7'1", 300-pounders who can run a 4'4", 40-yard dash. I don't know that he could run a 4'4".
Now, I didn't know that either. But what I will say about Wilt Chamberlain and what I said when I brought it up was early in his career in the 1950s, he was playing against mostly slow white guys.
Yeah.
Time went on and the league changed with Wilt. But early in Wilt's career, for the most part, he was playing against slow white guys. That fair?
Yeah.
And I did say that.
Yeah.
I said early in his career.
Yeah. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN.
Airplane. Boy, a lot of defenders of Wilt's legacy out there. Thank goodness.
Yeah. God forbid that, you know, we wouldn't give a dead guy credit.
Yeah.
Aaron, what is this you're tweeting out?
It's something I made during the break.
I see. You realize I'm not running for mayor. You realize that?
Yes. I just Googled it, and actually there was a campaign poster from a guy in Memphis that was running, so I just cropped out his last name and cropped out Memphis and fixed it.
The mayor was at a charity luncheon today that you were able to weasel your way out of, and I was not.
Wasn't weaseling. I was working.
Mm, yeah.
This week is, you know, now I'm in good shape, but it's been a bitch of a week, but tell me about it.
It's called Center for, I forget now. I gave them money today though. So that's the thing. I went with all the management team and, basically there was the management team and a couple clients. David Gao asked us to go. And so when the boss asks you to go to something, you go. And, Deshaun Watson was the speaker today. And I mean, it was a nice event. It's just called the Center. So that's what it's called. But it was a good time. The mayor spoke. Everybody clapped for the mayor, which I was, I mean, I guess at things like this, that's kind of what happens is you clap for the mayor, right? Even if the mayor's not, he definitely needs some good pub these days.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're not happy with
it. I'm not clapping for him.
Yeah, and then I had a salad and a less than a handful of salad and a piece of chicken. And then there's cards on the table. And when they say, all right, it's time to donate. We're trying to raise this much money. The goal was $20,000, I think.
Okay.
And
you paid that yourself?
No. And literally, there we had the 10-man table. Everybody got out a card and a pen and started writing. And there was me and one other person who didn't. And I wasn't going to be that guy. So I grabbed a pen and, you know, I wrote the check. Well, or wrote my credit card number down.
Yeah.
The other guy held strong, though. I'll give him credit. Credit where it's due. That guy was like, no, man.
I'm going to have to know who that is off air.
Yeah, off air. I'll give it to you.
But, I have my suspicions.
But, yeah, everybody chipped in. And we ended up raising, I say we, like I did anything. No, I just showed up there. They made something like $85,000 or something. So well over their goal. And Deshaun spoke for a little while. It was cool.
So what did it have to do with the mayor?
Oh, I was just talking about the mayor spoke there. Oh. And everyone acted like he was a hero.
Mm. I would not have.
You would have booed him?
I wouldn't have booed him, no. I don't boo anybody. I just wouldn't have clapped, that's all. But me not going allowed Laura Beavers to go. I made her very excited.
Laura wrote a check.
There you go. So, yeah, I try to go to these things as often as I can, but this is just the one week where it's not possible. So, I'm sorry I missed it, but I'm sure Laura had a good time because she was like I was obviously supposed to go, but it got her an opportunity, so I'm happy. Let's I don't know if I want to do this or not, but we'll try. Oh, you, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sports.
You're talking about Wilt Chamberlain and guys that wasn't as good as he was. My granddaddy told me about this guy one time. His name was Sweet Boogaloo Crenshaw. And he was a white guy, and he had played at Kentucky way back. And he had played two games at Kentucky, and he was just on a pace just to set all kind of records and stuff. And he started dating this African-American lady. And at that time of the years and stuff back then, it was highly looked down upon. And so they booted him out of Kentucky. And he ended up joining the Harlem Globetrotters. And he played two games with them. And that was in the early stages of DNA testing. And they ended up finding out that he was actually a Swedish albino. And so they kicked him off the Globetrotters. But I guess he was maybe been one of the only ones that could have kept up with Will.
Boy, that was a long way to go for that payoff. Oh, you
can we ban him from the show?
Yeah, I
hate to ban anybody, but like, let me just give a tip in comedy, long form comedy. Like, if it takes you a minute to get to the punchline,
it's too long.
It's too long. Short and sweet is the way to go.
Yeah, because I tuned you out about a third of the way in.
Didn't
matter. You could come up with the funniest thing in the world. I was never going to hear it. So
I had to listen solely for the dump button.
Yeah, well, basically with him, and most people, we don't look. 15-20 seconds is all you really need, and that's if you can't make your point in that, then it's not a good point for the most part for talk radio. That's another little hint. Whether it's a joke or whether you're making a really good point. And then sometimes there's follow-ups, and that's cool. But if you can't do it in 15 or 20 seconds, man, it's not good. How's that? It's probably not interesting. I'll see if I can't wake up in a minute here. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.